Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Zayin Omid Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Hilchos Kriya Sefer Torah, and we're at the very top of the Omid Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kohen Kori B'Torah Rishon. We first, when we call up on Mondays and Thursdays, or on any day actually, we always call up the Kohen first. He gets the first Aliyah. And afterwards, V'Achar of Levi, and V'Achar of Yisrael. The first Aliyah is the Kohen, the second Aliyah is the Levi, and the third Aliyah can go to a Yisrael. That's the famous pattern that we follow, and this is the preferred, certainly, Halacha L'maisa. Mishneh Berurah Siv Katan Gimel explains, why is this so? Why does the Kohen get the first Aliyah? They'll say, because the Pasuk in Vayikra says, V'ki dashto, you shall make holy the Kohen, you will give him honor by giving him the first Aliyah. The Dirshu footnote number 19 brings down that the Magen Avraham says that this is a real din d'oraisa, not just an asmachta. Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, V'kiblu chazal, shirotza lomar chazal, understood this as meaning, l'chol dover shebekdusha, you have to make the Kohen honored in regards to all things that are important. For example, liftoach rishon, he's the first one to get an aliyah. Dirshu footnote number 20 brings down, this is applicable even for a Kohen who's a baal mum, talks in there as well in detail about a Kohen who's a katan, differences between a Bamum and a Katan, which we have discussed previously, but the bottom line is that all Kohanim, adult Kohanim, this mitzvah of Kidashto applies to them, and they're entitled to get the first Aliyah. Ulevarach Rishon, they're entitled to make the first Bracha. Dirshu footnote number 21 talks about this is benching or Hamotzi, things like that, where you have to honor one person to be motzi other people, so they get to do it first, the first opportunity. And they likewise, when you're passing around the common plate to serve people, so the Kohen gets first dibs, he gets the first crack at the plate. The Mishneh Berurah says, if the Kohen wishes to give up and be meichel on his kovod and give it to his Rebbe or give it to somebody who's greater than him, he has permission to do so. And Dishu footnote number 23 brings down as well that later on in Simon Reish Alf will say that this could he's even allowed to give kovod to somebody who's not greater than him. He just wants to stam, give it to a person, he'd be allowed to do that as well. However, however, in regards to giving up the first Aliyah, for the Kohen to say, nah, it's okay, give it to somebody else, there, Tiknu Chazal, Darki Shalom, there, the rabbis, in their wisdom to make sure that there would be peace in the shul, did not allow the Kohen to do this. Shena Kohen V'Levi Cholim Chol, they did not permit the Kohen V'Levi to say, let somebody else go up there, let a Yisrael go up there. Ela Davka Kohen Kori Rishon, but it must be that there's a Kohen present, he gets the first Aliyah, Yachrov Levi, the Levi gets the second Aliyah, and only then the Achrov are the Yisraelim going to go. Why? Kadesh lo yovo hadover lidei machlokis. Because it's going to be machlokis then. Why can't I go first? I want to go first. If the rule is only the Kohen gets to go first, then everybody's quiet. But once you start breaking the rules and being meichel, so then it will lead to a disaster potentially. So the rabbi said, don't do it. Shekol echad yomai, because if you allow it, everybody's going to say, I need gadol v'yakor rishon. I'm greater than the Kohen, so I get to go first also. The Mishneh Berurah adds, Vein chiluk bein Shabbos v'yontif. There is no difference between Shabbos and Yontif in this din versus L'sheni v'chamishi versus Monday and Thursday. Ushar zmanim shekor mekupahen, or any other day that you have laning, the rule is the Kohen always goes first. In the Shaar HaTzion, in Os Yud Beis, he brings down from the Gemara that it mentions here in the Gemara specifically, this is true in a Beis Knesses, implying that maybe there's room, if somebody's having a private minion in their own house, then this din doesn't apply. He brings opinion back and forth as to whether this is true or not. And in addition, there's a famous tshuva from Moshe Feinstein who says that on Mondays and Thursdays, when the shuls are less well attended, there might be room to apply this sort of a kula, that it is like a private house where there's not a large throng of people there. So maybe there's room to be meichel on a Monday or a Thursday. But certainly, there are differences of opinion on this subject. Each shul should follow his rav and its minhag. Then in the Shaar HaTzion in Os Yud Gimel, he brings down, Vafilu lo hayosham rak minyan mitzumsum, gamkin ein lahok. He says, even if you only have 10 people over there, so there's not much of a publicity to it, we have a rule, lo plug rabban. The Chayyadim brings down, we don't make exceptions. And the rule is that you always have the Kohen go first, even if there are theoretically reasons why you could be Meichel in this situation, and it wouldn't cause a lack of Sholem Bayis, it wouldn't cause Machlokis. Nevertheless, lo plug, we follow the rule all the time. Except, as we'll see, under the most extenuating circumstances, the Kohen is always going first, and we don't allow him to be meichel. Mishneh Berurah continues, and he writes, what happens in Ein Shom Kohen B'Veis HaKnesses? If there is no Kohen in the shul, what do you do then? So then, who gets the first Aliyah? Hochen Achar, Godol B'Chochvim Minyan. You go find the biggest Talmud Chochem in the shul, the rabbi, whoever's there, who is the most chosh of a person in Chochma and Minyan, that's the most Talmidim, that's what it means by Minyan. So then, that person gets the first Aliyah. And even though there may be a person who's older in years, so just being the oldest person in the room doesn't guarantee you'll get the first Aliyah if there's no Kohen, but being the biggest Talmud Chacham in the room, or the biggest Rabbi with the greatest number of Talmidim, that is the way that we decide who should get the first Aliyah. Dirshu footnote number 24 brings down the interesting scenario of what happens if there is no Kohen davening with the minion, but there happens to be a Kohen in the shul who's learning in the back of the shul, or he walks into the shul, and now you're up to laning. Do you call that person up? So Tzvi Pesach Frank Zatzal, the Rav in Yerushalayim, was mistapik. He wasn't certain if you're obligated to call that person up or not. And he brings down from the Chasam Sofer, She'ein chayavim likro mi she'eno shayach l'tzibur b'kriyosim, who says that you're not obligated to call this person up if he's not davening with you. And this seems to be the opinion of the Aderes, as well as Rav Yashiv, who both say, Mishum kvodu shalak kohen, that we call the kohen up first, is only k'shashayach l'tzibur b'tzilazu, if he's davening with the tzibur, but if he just happens to be walking by, there's no chiyav to call him up. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud writes, the Levi goes second. Why is this? V'yasmachinu kra. We base this on the pasuk tefsir vayitnor el hakohanim bnei Levi. We give it to the kohanim who are the sons of Levi. Atu anan lo yadin and the kohanim bnei Levi dinu. So we don't know that the kohanim are part of the shevet of Levi. That you have to tell us the kohanim the bnei Levi. Elo, the purpose is la'ashmin and dimitchila kohanim. First, it tells us that the kohanim get the first rights, the first dibs to being the ones who get the first aliyah, the ones who get the bench, the ones who get the money yofer. And after that, bahadur bnei Levi. And after the kohen comes the Levi. That's the purpose of that pasuk. The Mechaber continues in Siv Dalet. Haminog HaPoshut, the simple minog is, Shafilu Kohen HaMa'aretz Kodim L'Kros Lifnei Chochem Godol Yisrael. That this din, that the coin goes first, applies even to coins in HaMa'aretz, and the Rosh Bahag, the head of the yeshiva, the biggest Rosh Yeshiva, the biggest Rav, is there in the shul at the same time. Nevertheless, the coin HaMa'aretz, we give the Aliyah to, rather than the big Talmud Chochem. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Aleph explains, wrote Salomar, he means to tell us, even though there are poskim that disagree with this rule and say you shouldn't let an Amoritz go in front of a Talmud Chacham, nevertheless, in this situation, because it's going to lead to machlokis, and we hate machlokis so much, so therefore it is preferable to actually give the Amoritz the Aliyah first, rather than the Yisrael, who's a big Talmud Chacham. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot Yud Beis, and he writes, Lifnei Chacham Godol, he says, Ve'en kan bizoyon l'kovet Torah. Aye, isn't this a slap in the face of the kovet Torah? He says, no, it's not. The kivan shekein avinog en kan bizoy. If everybody knows that you give it to a kohen no matter what, so then it's not a bizoyon that you're giving it to the kohen who's an amoritz rather than the Talmud Chacham. Everybody's going to say, that's the halacha. The Chavetz Chaim writes in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul Lufnei Chochem Godol Yisrael. He says, look in the Chayadim who says, in the name of the Yamshel Shlomo, the Marshal, the Tov Lizoy Lechatchilo, it is preferable to be careful Lechatchilo, Shelo Likros Lekoin Amoritz, Lufnei Talmud Chochem, Im Yesh Koin Chavir Beves Amedra, Shef Shalikros Oso. That you shouldn't call up the Amoritz to the first Aliyah if he was a Kohen, if there is a Talmud Chochem Kohen who's there present in the Shul. In that situation, when you're not bypassing the rule and you're not going to cause machlokas, certainly give the bigger Talmud Chacham Kohen the Aliyah rather than the Amoritz Kohen. Now we go back to the Mechaber, who then adds, this is true that you let the Kohen Amoritz go up first, even ahead of a big Talmud Chacham, Fusha Kohen Yodea Likros. That's assuming that the Kohen knows how to read the Aliyah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, Mitoch HaKsav, he has to be able to read it from the Sefer Torah. As we learn, and will learn, Kil Dekaman and Simen Kuf Lametes, the halachos of Kriyas HaTorah. The Rama adds to this and explains, Umiyu, im yuchol likros im mashliach tziba mila b'mila, sagi b'kach. If the person who's getting the Aliyah is an Amoritz and he's not able to lane by himself, however, he could follow along with the chazan, with the Baal Kriya, with the shliach tzibar, word by word, so then that would be acceptable as well, and he can get the Aliyah. As we will also learn, kidlakam and simen kuflamites. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yudalid writes, sagi b'kach, it's acceptable to do this. He says, this is true, that you let this Kohen Amoritz do it. If there is no Kohen who's a Talmud Chacham, that would be able to do the Aliyah properly, i.e. theoretically laying it by himself, as we learn over there. And Dirshu footnote number 26 brings down that in the Shulchan Aruch over there, it explains that that's the Halacha. However, the Mishnah Berurah over there writes, in the name of the Pri Chodosh, in the name of the Tor, and this is based upon the Tshuvas HaRosh, we should be makel on this. And even if he can't read it by himself, we should allow the kohen to get the aliyah. And he brings down the name of the Ma'aril, Shayo Mutal Likro Af Lusuma. We nowadays let a blind person even get an aliyah, so certainly one shouldn't be machmer over here, because Mistama, the person, is able to at least say it along Mila B'Mila, so even if he can't lay it on his own, we still call up a kohen Amah Aretz. And that really brings us to what the Mechaber says next, Shim Enu Yadea Likros Heich Yivarach HaLaTorah. The reason why you don't call up Kohen Am Aretz is if he wasn't be able to lane, so then what are you calling him up for? How can you make the bracha? However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tesvav explains, as we've already pointed out, Ukayom, nowadays, Nogin Likros, so we do allow the Kohen Am Aretz to go and be called up for the first Aliyah, even though we can't lane. Avo Pish Enu Yadea Likros Im Shaliach Tzibah Mitoch HaKsav Kim Yalpeh, even though he can't read it inside, he can follow along outside and maybe say it Mila B'Mila. And even this, can he really say it along word by word if the Baal Kriya reads it? Even there, we're not medaktik. And we rely upon the Mistama Yochel Likrol Mishir Tzibur Al Koponim Baal Peh, because at least he could go and follow along with the Baal Kriya, the one who's laning, he could at least follow along outside Baal Peh. And he says, look in Simon Kuflamites, Mashi Nichtav Shom, for all of these dinim. The issue footnote number 27 explains this a little bit further, that in Sivan Kuflamites he writes, Sha'anu no'agin sha'shlir tzibur kor mitoch haksab. We don't have the person who's getting the aliyah lane, we let the Baal Kriya lane. Therefore, shuv ein lahak b'dal ola. Therefore, we aren't medaktik over here on the person getting the aliyah, that he can lane for himself, because all of the people aren't laning for themselves. And the issue footnote number 28 writes, Sha'afu pishinogu lahokel likro koin, even though nowadays we are makel to let a koin amaritz go up there, afilu menu yochel likro mashleach tziva mila b'mila mitoch haksav, even if he couldn't lane, even if he was following along with the Baal Kriya, and the Baal Kriya says words, and he would say words, even that he can't do, nevertheless, we allow him to get an aliyah. But, however, we wouldn't give him an aliyah like Parshas Parah, Parshas Zohar, in that situation, because there are those that say that those you really have to lane them, and that's a din d'oraisa. Certainly for Parshas Zohar, most poskim say, and albeit a minority of poskim say it, for Parshas Parah, those two parshas we wouldn't call up an ignorant person. You'd want to have somebody that theoretically could lane. Now we go to Sif Hei. The Mechaber writes, Im HaSefer Torah Pasuach, if the Sefer Torah is taken out and it's opened up. Va'kohen koreh shema. The only kohen in the shul happens to be saying kriyat shema. He came late to shul or he's early for the next minyan, whatever the situation may be, and he's saying shema. Ein rashoy lahafsik. You're not allowed to interrupt him to go and get the aliyah. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Tezayin explains that the Sefer Torah doesn't actually have to be open. Hu adin afilu adayin lo utziyo Sefer Torah. They could be in the process of taking out the Sefer Torah. So in that situation, gam kein ein mamtinin milahotziya Sefer Torah. We don't wait to take out the Sefer Torah, achi igmar koin tvila, so until the koin finishes the Shema, the Shmon Esrei, because this would be mishum tircha de tzibur. It would be too difficult for the tzibur to have to wait. It's not right to make everybody wait for this one guy. So that one guy is not eligible to get the aliyah. So it's like there are no kohanim in the shul, so call up somebody else. Sivkot Yudzayin, the Mishnah Berurah writes, eino rashoy. You don't allow this person, this Kohen, who's in the middle of Shema, to interrupt. Mishnah Berurah points out, Afilu l'deah harishona b'simen samach vav, shemavsik, even according to the opinion that we learned previously in Simen Samach Vav, that you do allow him to be mavsik, that's only haino kisha karo uhu. If they called him up, that opinion says he can be mavsik. Why? Umipnei kovet haTorah, because that's lack of kovet haTorah. He's called up and he's not coming up. However, avol l'chadchila ein likroso, but don't call him up. And this way you won't have this problem. Everybody's going to say, the reason they didn't call him up because he's not a real Kohen? Nobody will think that. Umishun pegama the Kohen, Shiomra lov sheino Kohen. And to be concerned that the guy's in the shul saying Shema Shmon Esrei, and we don't call him up, people are going to say, hey, he must not be a Kohen. Lekel mechash. That's not a valid concern. Why? Sharei kol rohen shuasuk b'kriyat Shema tefila, because everybody sees he's davening. So that's why they're not calling him up. And furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Achronim agree, and this is brought down in the name of the Mogen Avraham, the Derech HaChayim, the Shari Ephraim, as opposed to the Taz who disagrees with this, but all of those Achronim say that this is not only Shema, the Lav Davka Shema, Duadin, Kisha Osek, Babrocho Shel Kriya Shema. This would be true in the Brochos of Kriya Shema as well, that he doesn't have to interrupt. And we learned this already in Simon Samach Vav, Ayin Sham, Shechrana, we pointed out over there, the Yesh Lahaka Lekrosa Lechatchila, Kishu Omei Ben Aprokim. But if he's in between the paragraphs and there is no other Kohen, so then there's room to be makel to call him up at that point in time. And certainly one can call him up if he's in the middle of Psukah the Zimra. The post can bring down as well that in this situation, nobody's going to realize he's in the middle of Psukah the Zimra and they're going to think he's Apostle of Kohen. It's not obvious that he's saying Psukah the Zimra. Maybe he's just sitting there and davening the parts that he could interrupt for. And therefore, in this situation, he's allowed to interrupt to remove any pagam or any chashash that he has a pagam on his legacy, that he's a Kohen. The Mechaber continues, so he says, we don't call up, this Kohen is in the middle of Shema, he's not allowed to interrupt, the Kohen Yisrael mim komo, and you call up the Yisrael in his place. The Ramah adds, Hagah, V'chein b'taynis shachar Pesach v'sukkos shekorim v'ichal. And so too in the series of fasts that are after Pesach and after Sukkos that are known as Beis Hei Beis, the month of Iyar and the month of Cheshvan, right after Pesach, as soon as it's after Nisan, so the first Monday that's not Rosh Chodesh in Iyar. And likewise, in Cheshvan, the first Monday that's not Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, in Cheshvan, we start a series of fasts. Nowadays, there's still a people that do this, the Yechidim that do this. They fast the Monday, Thursday, Monday, after Pesach and after Sukkot in the following month to make up for any, to make atonement for any sins that they may have done, often inappropriate social gatherings that may have happened over the Yontif with all the Simcha and all the happiness. So they fast Beis Hei Beis afterwards. And they actually take out a Sefer Torah on those days and Lein Vayichal. So he says, likewise, on these Tanesim, it may not Kohen Misaneh, if the Kohen is present in the Shul, but he's not fasting on Beis Hei Beis and they're laning Vayichal, Kohen Yisrael, then you give the Aliyah to Yisrael because the Kohen has to be fasting. If he's not fasting, so then you give it to a Yisrael. Furthermore, the Ramah adds, V'tov she'ilach ha'kohen mi'beis ha'knesses. It's preferable in that situation that the Kohen leave the Shul, because as the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkon Yudches, Hainu midino afilu l'yotzo gamkin yuchal l'kos Yisrael b'mkomo. Even if this Kohen does not go out, you could call up somebody else because Kivon Shu Eino Yochalalo, since he technically can't go up because he's not fasting, and you have to be fasting in order to read Vayichal. So Rakli L'chadchila Tov Yose She'elach Bibes HaKnesses Shem Yipagama. We still prefer that he leave the shul and not be in the shul at the time that they call up the Yisrael, because even though he technically can't go up there, people aren't going to know that. They're going to say, oh, he must be fasting, but he's not a Kohen. And it's going to lead to a pagam on his legacy that he's a Kohen. Therefore, Mishum She'ena Kol Yodim Shu Eino Masanek, because everybody doesn't know that he's not fasting, therefore we don't tell him to stay in the shul, tell him to leave the shul, and therefore nobody will have any thoughts that he's not a real Kohen. If there is a Kohen there that is fasting, then this Kohen who's not fasting doesn't have to leave. Everybody says he doesn't have to leave the shul. He should call the Gabbai and say, listen, please make sure you don't call me up at Eliyah, call up the other Kohen who's fasting. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, Kohol Shayu Noagim Mikedem. If there was a congregation that had an early minhag, this is a custom in the shul for many years. Shabbos Shabbos Bereishis, on the first Shabbos of the new year after Simchas Torah, Haya Echad Mihakol Misnadev Mos Litzorach Beis HaKnesses. They would go and take an auction to see who would go and purchase the first Aliyah. Kadesh Yikor Rishon B'tchilas HaTorah. So they would get the first Aliyah in Bereishis. Va'Kohen Ein Arotz Limchol. And the Kohen isn't buying the Aliyah. And he says, I'm not giving up the Aliyah. I want to get it for free. But somebody, the Yisrael, is coming along and saying, I give $10,000 to be the first one to get an Aliyah. So then, Ein Choshishim L'dvar. We're not concerned what the Kohen wants or doesn't want in this situation. The Yasu HaKol Kimin Hagam, and the Kol has the right to go by their Minhag, which is an established Minhag, which, as the Dirsha footnotes point out, was accepted by the Kol. So the Kohanim accepted this over here. Me'achash Minhag Kodemhu Sheniskan Lichvara Torah, and this Minhag was set up for the purpose of giving honor to the Torah, as the Marik points out. And he says, look, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ayin Shom Shemarech B'Shevach HaMinog Hazeh, that the Marik extols on this virtues of this Minog, that it's a wonderful Minog. So therefore, the Kohen can't say, I protest. The Kohanim originally accepted this Minog as well, and this is a well-established Minog in the Shul, so the Yisrael has the right to purchase the first Aliyah and get it, even if the Kohanim present. The Mishnah Berurah says, look in the Knesset HaGdola as well, in the Prichodosh, Sheskim Shafil Eino Rotzel Lassis the Knesset, that even if the Kohen says, I'm staying here anyway, Afal Pikein, even so, in Choshish and Lazer, aren't concerned that people are going to say he's not a real Kohen. The Kohen Yisrael Hamas Nadiv, and the Yisrael who pledged and bought the Aliyah is allowed to get the first Aliyah in this situation. The Mishnah Berurah points out, "Hainu davka benidon kazeh." This is only in such a situation. Shoya mina kadum musuka lakol. This muskum lakol. This was an ancient minhag in the shul. This was a well-known tradition in the shul, and the Kohanim had agreed to it as well. Shinasa gam brushus hakohanim was done with the permission of the Kohanim. Shoya minhag meolam latzeis b'yesh shakorn Yisrael, and the Kohanim would leave at the time that they called up the Yisrael. So there's no Yisrael, no Kohanim presence. So Yisrael can get the Aliyah. Mishum ilui uchavara torah shemisnadim dom mikorn bad kriyas pesichasa, and this was because the Kohanim said we're being moichel over here because we know this guy's going to give a lot of money to Tzedakah, and that's a big cover for the Torah, so we're happy to do this. So therefore, the Kohen can't protest years later. However, if a shul wants to start a new hinug, Masha'en came be'er shirotu lasos minu kavu alim kora mitzo shalo b'rushus ha'kohen, and the Kohen are all protesting. We're not letting you give up our right to get the first Aliyah. And they're telling them that the Kohanim have to go out, ala Kohanim she'etsu b'shor shakor mitorah, she'en ha'rushus b'yodim. The shul doesn't have the right to do this. This is based upon a tshuvas chasam sofer, and as well, the tshuvas shiva sion. The Kohanim have the right to that first Aliyah, and the shul doesn't have the right to change that without their permission. The issue footnote number 35 brings down that the Chazon Ish would only allow the Kohanim to be Moichel on their covered and allow a person to go up under extenuating circumstances on an irregular basis. Also, a Kohen who sees that there is no Levi in the shul, and he would get two Aliyos, and there are those poskim, such as Rav Mordechai Benet, who holds that a Kohen shouldn't be in the shul. If he's going to get two Aliyos, he should leave the shul and let somebody else called up. So Rav Yashiv says about this, that he's allowed to do this mutter for the Kohen to leave in this situation. However, he shouldn't do this on a regular basis. That concludes today's shir.